From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House appears to be sharing the outrage of many average citizens over how insurance giant American International Group has apparently used some of the billions in federal bailout money it's received. Amid reports that AIG, which has received roughly $170 billion in government money, is paying $165 million in executive bonuses, there's been a firestorm of public outrage. The president vowed he will use every legal avenue to try to prevent the company from paying out bonuses. AIG, which also revealed it has paid banks and other firms some $90 billion, has said it is contractually obligated to pay bonuses to its executives. That includes those who are part of the division where the company's financial crisis originated. The White House has rejected South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's request to use part of his state's share of stimulus money to pay down South Carolina's debt, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Sanford, a Republican, has frequently criticized the stimulus, saying it will lead to higher taxes and debt. He's spoken out against the part of the stimulus package that aims to expand state unemployment benefits. And last week, he requested an exemption to use some $700 million slated for schools and other government services to pay down the state's debt. But White House Budget Director Peter Orszag said in a letter to Sanford that the federal stimulus law does not allow for such an exemption. The governor has said he would reject some of the stimulus money if he can't get flexibility in how to spend it. The South Carolina legislature could vote to overrule Sanford's decision. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. military is reporting today that American jets shot down an unmanned Iranian surveillance aircraft last month over Iraqi territory. According to a statement released today, the incident took place last month some 60 miles northeast of Baghdad. U.S. officials say they tracked the unmanned plane for more than an hour before it was shot down. Defense Secretary Robert Gates will skip a NATO summit next month in order to stay in Washington and work on the defense budget, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The NATO summit is planned for early April in Strasbourg, France, and Kiel, Germany. It's time to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the alliance. The gathering is also expected to provide a forum for President Obama to lay out his new strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan and try to win the backing of NATO allies for his plans there. Secretary Gates was expected to go. Instead, he'll stay put in Washington in order to focus on what Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman calls one of the most challenging budget reviews in years. Whitman denied any other reason for the change of plans and noted the U.S. will be well represented at the summit, with both President Obama and National Security Advisor Jim Jones planning to attend. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 7 points to close at 7,216. The Nasdaq dropped 27 points. The S&P 500 closed down 2 points today. This is NPR. Mexico says it plans to boost tariffs on roughly 90 U.S.-made products. That follows the announcement last week from the U.S. it will cancel a pilot program that allowed some Mexican trucks to transport goods within the U.S. The Mexican Economy Department, in announcing the sanctions, cited the fact the U.S. decision violates a provision of the North American Free Trade Agreement that was supposed to have opened cross-border trucking years ago. The Mexican government did not name the products that will be affected or specify how much such tariffs will go up. The world's biggest oil-exporting nation, Saudi Arabia, says crude oil prices are too low. A Saudi energy minister spoke at a conference in Switzerland. From Geneva, Alex Helmick reports.
Less than a year ago, crude oil prices soared to more than $140 a barrel. Now, in the midst of an economic crisis, the prices have plummeted to around $40 a barrel. And ministers from oil-producing nations say the future of their economies and the global economy depends on higher prices. Ali Al-Naimi is Saudi Arabia's petroleum minister.
You need between $60 and $75 to allow marginal producers to continue producing ethanols, tar sands, heavy oils worldwide.
Al-Naimi says his country will continue to keep oil production below the international quota because, he says, there is not enough global demand. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Geneva.
Output from the nation's mines and factories tumbled for the fourth straight month in February. The government says factories were running at just 67.4% of capacity. That's their lowest level on records going back to 1948. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.